Hello?
Hello? Isabella?
Who's this?
Hi. Jake.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
I know I'm not supposed to call you and everything, because you sent me a text that said not to call you again, not to text you again, but I just wanted to call to see how you're doing. I don't know.
I didn't send you a text.
You sent me a text saying don't call you or talk to you or don't text you again. You didn't send anything like that?
No.
Okay, this is going to be awkward, but I have to tell you that I called your number and a guy picked up and said he was your boyfriend. I talked to him for a while. It got really heated. I mean, we were arguing on the phone, and he told me to just lay off.
I don't have a boyfriend.
Huh. So if you don't have a boyfriend, who picked up the phone?
I don't know how to. It's complicated. Kind of a long story.
Okay. Well, I've got time to hear it. I mean, if you don't have a boyfriend, I can hear the story. You can tell me what's going on. I liked you. I really like to see you again, but I just don't know what's going on. I don't know who that was on the other line, if that's not your boyfriend.
So last year, I made some bad choices. And so my parents found out about it and basically forced my brother to come live with me so that I wouldn't keep screwing up.
Oh.
And he scares off the guys that hit on me. So, you know, he takes my phone and answers it and does that. And, you know, I love him. I know he's really trying to protect me, but he's just in my shit, you know? So,
oh, why does he pretend to be your boyfriend instead of just saying that he's your brother and that he just wants to protect you? I don't get it.
I guess he just figures that it's easier if he says he's a boyfriend, so, you know, that the guys will back off. And, you know, I'm sorry that he was rude to you and, you know, he just kind of gets out of hand, but he's, like I said, he's trying to protect me, and I'm sorry that he treated you that way.
Hey, Isabella.
Right.
Oh, God. This is so weird.
Isabella, how are you?
What's going on? Who is that?
What's going on is you are currently on the radio. This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. Nice to meet you.
Letting that one sink in, aren't you?
So what happened is Jake actually used our show to call you for a second date update. I don't know if you're familiar with our show or not, but we do a segment where if somebody goes out on a date and they get blown off, they email us to call that person and ask why. So he wanted us to call you originally to be like, hey, why are you blowing him off? When we did that, I guess your brother, who claimed to be your boyfriend, answered the phone and argued with Jake. So we made Jake keep calling the phone number in hopes that you would answer, and you finally did, and
here we are.
Yeah.